Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. As organizations come to terms with the great resignation phenomenon, a focus on curiosity within both corporate and managerial practices is becoming a valuable trait in employees. Joining us on the phone is Deepa Ramanathan, Vice President, Global Technology Practice, SAS Institute, to tell us more about this and to give us further insights from their recent SAS Curiosity at Work survey. Deepa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa. Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you on this Friday afternoon. First, before we delve into curiosity in the workplace, maybe you start by telling us what SAS Institute is and what you do.
We are a company that was formed in 1976 out of actually one of the original startups we were formed in North Carolina out of North Carolina State University. We are a leader in data and analytics, and I've been that leader for almost ever since the inception, so almost 46 years. In Singapore, we have been close to since 1983, and in count upon most industries are SaaS customers one way or the other. We also find ourselves usually on the best places to work for list, which is why I think what we're going to be speaking about makes a lot of sense, and it's sort of we practice what we preach in terms of how we approach that to make a company a best place to work for. My role in this company is essentially to work with our customers and partners and advise them on their data analytics and AI strategies. You know, now while our customers have been doing analytics for some time, I think what's happened is the emphasis on analytics has moved away from the back room to the boardroom, as organizations clearly understand that AI, machine learning, analytics are clear, will help them sort of have a drive product and service innovation, and that becomes a competitive differentiator for them. Yeah, so that's in a nutshell of what I do for companies.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is.
And you work in a great place.
And I work in a great place, absolutely.
All right, now, as an Asian, I found the whole concept of curiosity in the workplace rather curious because, right. You know, when I started my career, we weren't necessarily encouraged to be overly curious. It's do as the boss tells you. These are the processes. So now in this day and age and this shift, define curiosity for us as it applies to employees and why it is now so important in the workplace.
Sure. So, you know, curiosity is becoming an increasingly valuable skill for employers and managers, right? With the potential to address some of the biggest challenges organizations are facing today. Improving employee retention, job satisfaction to create more innovative, collaborative, and kind of productive workplaces is what a lot of the next generations are looking for. You know, and we find that curiosity really drives a real business impact, right? And that employees who have more curiosity are higher performers. And that's one of the surveys that we did in LinkedIn. We found out that curiosity is one of those has gained major traction across LinkedIn amid a growing demand. It's now actually a skill, right? And for us, I think we have to look at curiosity also being complemented by a concept of lifelong learners, right? These go hand in hand. So curiosity will also lead employees and individuals to constantly learn. And that's what you're seeing. You can't stay still, right? You're constantly moving into as the markets, as the world sort of evolves and at a fast pace.
You know, I'm so glad you said that because when I was a child, my mother always constantly used to say to me, "Why are you so capable?" Which is, you know, curious. Now I can say, well, it's a good thing I'm capable. It's a value trait in an employee.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
I feel very vindicated.
You should tell your mother that. Absolutely. Yes.
Now tell us why encouraging curiosity is a potential solution to the Great Resignation.
So I don't think it's like a, the market's looking at it as, and you know, the survey that we did with managers across the globe, you know, and one of the things that they have that's come out clearly is that it's become a It's a skill has become an absolute business imperative, right? And especially in light of what you mentioned, the great resignation, I think the challenge is for organizations is how do you keep employee morale and motivation high, right? You want to make sure that you retain your good employees, you get employees to push beyond just basic job duties, but more importantly, driving cross-collaboration with other teams and departments. And gone are the days when, you know, you have to work only in a silo. You can notice that, you know, now your knowledge needs to cut across many other departments, right? And because the work that you do influences other parts of the business too. And therefore, sort of having that collaboration, that requires curiosity. But I think the biggest benefit that's happening with this curiosity is, you know, addresses these, not only these business challenges I spoke about, you know, about retaining good employees, but it's leading to greater efficiency and productivity, right? And I think that's important. More creativity thinking, right, and solutions, which we see that right now. If you look at the wave of startups that are happening across the globe, you know, it's all about creative thinking coming to fore, and a lot of it starts with curiosity. So I think many organizations are encouraging curiosity to address this, you know, critical employee engagement. You know, as you would have heard this from a lot of other of your guests, you know, about the lack of, you know, that there's a sense of employee disconnect happening, and curiosity will make sure that, you know, that re-engagement happens of the employee with the organization, right? And it helps you also build these higher performing teams. So I think it's one of those things that organizations are really driving towards.
I can understand that curiosity would be useful in the new world that we're going to emerge into now, right? That, you know, they're letting us out of our homes.
That's right.
But here's the challenge. We here in Singapore also have an aging population, which means we have an aging workforce. Right. Now, what I said earlier, I am a member of this rapidly aging workforce. When I started my career, I was not encouraged to be curious. I was not encouraged to necessarily ask questions or challenge my bosses. Now, I can see our younger generation having absolutely no problem with that, as testament, you know, as my children can very easily testify to. But older people like myself, older professionals, how do you get them to switch on that curiosity? Now, they've got a very unique skill. They have experience, but they're not asking the right questions. I see that as a challenge.
No, absolutely. You know, and, you know, that's why I think, you know, when you look at some of the initiatives of the Singapore government around, you know, skills, future skills, right? I mean, these are all part, will come as part of that, which is if you're able to sort of encourage that asking the right questions and with the experience, right, you may also know the right answers in many a time, right? But I think the whole idea is technology is also driving a lot of this curiosity because, you know, information, good or bad, now it becomes incredibly accessible, right? And that's the one that's also stoking a lot of curiosity, which is, you know, how are these things happening? How do these things work together? So for our older generation, I think, you know, they do have a lot of access to technology. They are using technology quite well. What we need to do is we need to encourage that for them to think beyond that silo that they're used to and have these situations or scenarios or workshops where they can sort of start getting that blend, that experience with the curiosity. I mean, that's a great combination, right? Having curiosity, but also having the experience. You know, if I say, you know, the cat is really experienced, right? Because they can now say the curiosity killed the cat, but, you know, you also say cat has nine lives. So it's kind of the experience really makes a lot of difference. And I think that's the approach we should have for our older generation.
Well, I hope my bosses are listening to this conversation because I have always been curious and I am older.
And that fits very well. I mean, you know, it's the experience and if you can sort of get the curiosity going, I think it's absolutely a winner, you know.
All right. Now, here's the question then. How do you effectively train employees who might not start out being curious?
Sure.
Who might, you know, be not necessarily they're older. We are still fighting that fact that we are Asian and asking questions and challenging the boss may not necessarily be in our DNA.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the challenges that we always face, you know, in SaaS, you know, because we are a data analytics company, we pretty much have to be curious, because analytics is all about, you know, it's about simulation, it's modeling, it's predicting, it's forecasting, right? It's so curiosity is pretty much built into the DNA of our organization. But at the same time, we do understand that it's required for other organizations that might be a little more siloed, right? So we are looking at, in a ways, in terms of how can you, other organizations also start inculcating that, that spirit of curiosity, creative thinking, problem solving within their frameworks. Now, we do certain things, right? You know, if you start from tomorrow, start having job descriptions that are framed around curiosity, you know, that is a, that that might also start people thinking about it, right? Which is, you know, shows how and we why we value it as a critical skill to work and be happy and successful and happy here. So, I mean, we have to make that change in saying, like, as a job description, saying we are encouraging curious people to come on board. You know, I ask a question: are you a problem solver? Are you an explorer, a knowledge seeker? Right? Always asking what if. So, if you put those into the job descriptions, people start thinking about, like, oh, this is what organizations are looking for. You know, the way you interview questions that you have with your candidates, you know, which is, are you a curious person? You know, and so give you an idea of, you know, what the projected, the growth trajectory of that person is going to be from a career perspective, right? And in SaaS, what we do is also we have things like, not only for the new hire orientation, we do a lot of these curiosity and make sure that they reflect our brand and our culture and we reward them accordingly. But we also have things like Curiosity Day, right? Which is, it's a day that's just set aside to celebrate and foster employee curiosity, right? And also then ask folks to bring their ideas to the table. I think that's an important piece, right? And that those ideas that they bring to the table need not necessarily be about anything to do with our company, but just creative ideas, out of the thinking box, out of the box thinking ideas. I think those are ways organizations can start building, you know, a workforce, a talent pool that starts getting to be curious, you know, and starts taking it outside.
I look forward to the day when I see a job poster that lists must be capable as a quality that a company is looking for.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it's going to come up very soon. That, you
it's
know,
going to come up very soon.
Absolutely, it is coming, you know, and it's always, you know, I mean, people who are looking for a change in job, which is what the Great Resignation is about, mm-hmm. are also looking at what opportunities are there. And if you're able to sort of, now's the time for everybody who's lost or who's lost an employee, there's somebody who's also going to gain one, right? So in that case, the ones who are gaining should be gaining based on the principles of curiosity, right? So what you will do is you'll end up moving the needle on, you know, on an entire workforce that might start thinking about curiosity, including, you know, in Asia, like you mentioned, it's a little bit harder to do here. But, you know, there's a generation that's coming that is also it's incredibly curious, right? Because I think they are multitaskers. They work in different frameworks. So it's looking very positive, I think.
It is actually going to be very, very intriguing to see how you bring together two very different sides of the coin. You've got the leadership, you've got the management who right. have for the longest time, as Asian management, mind you, right. not necessarily encouraged this curiosity, but now they're starting to see how very important that curiosity is to the betterment and the future of the company. But at the same time, the workforce needs to be encouraged to be curious. Now, your SaaS Curiosity at Work survey that you carried out in collaboration with LinkedIn, it showed 51% of global respondents believing curiosity is much more important for employees today than it was even 5 years ago. Did you have numbers from Singapore specifically that point to similar opinions?
Yes, we did. I mean, Singapore was pretty much in line with the global global numbers. So, you know, 3/4 of managers believe that curiosity is a very valuable trait in employees, and close to half of the people who were surveyed said that, you know, curiosity drives real business impact. So, it was pretty much Singapore was almost was on par with whatever the globe was thinking of.
Okay, now before I let you go. The Great Resignation phenomenon is a concern for employers, particularly employers who want to retain the talent right. they want to retain. So what insights can you share with them to help them retain that talent that they want to keep?
We also can create a growth mindset. That's first and foremost. The other one is we got to work with our employees, with our colleagues, to drive continuous learning. And, you know, I think the skills that will be there that we have today, I think there'll be an entirely new set of skills that we needed 10 years from now. I don't even know what they might be, Clarissa, right? So one thing is for sure that people who have sort of adopted this continuous learning would get to those 10 years in a much better shape, right? Because they're constantly learning and moving. So to the employers here in Singapore, the first thing would be look at how we can create a growth mindset. Drive continuous learning. Create lifelong learners within your organization, right? Just facilitate digital transformation. And Singapore is way ahead of a lot of other countries when it comes to the digital transformation initiatives, right? Because what that happens is it allows the organizations to stay relevant in a world of constantly evolving trends. And you know this, right? The trends are like what we were 5 years ago today is completely different. So organizations can work towards developing that curiosity-rich environment. So I think we have to make those environments for our employees, either through education or skills building, increasing availability of data. I think people who are able to understand, analyze data, I think that's a phenomenal skill set going forward, and of course, understanding what advancements take place in digital integration. So I think providing a safe environment that allows for innovation and risks of failure, it's not a question of fail. Some people call it fail fast. I say learn fast, right? If you can learn fast from your mistakes in a supporting culture it's a culture of curiosity, right? And curiosity should be rewarded and appreciated within the organization. That would be my advice to them.
I think that's great advice. And I think we will leave the interview at that because I don't think I can ask you a smarter question and I don't think you have a better answer.
Well, thanks, Clarissa. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Deepak Ramanathan, Vice President, Global Technology Practice, SAS Institute. Deepak, it's been an intriguing conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're with Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.